Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. We are in this chapter that we should be fulfilling the amanah, the trust to which He is upon us. And then we read the two ayat which explain about the amanah and this great responsibility from Allah tabaraka ta'ala upon us. And then we read the hadith in which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the signs of a munafiq are three. And then those three signs were mentioned, and with regard to the first one was that whenever he speaks, he lies. And when he makes a promise, he breaks his promise. And whenever any trust is entrusted to him, then he is disloyal to it, he does not fulfill that trust properly. And those are the signs of the Munafiq. So the explanation of this hadith further comes, firstly, a Munafiq. Who is a Munafiq? A Munafiq is one who proclaims Islam outwardly, but is a disbeliever inwardly. That is, only outwardly he shows that he is a Muslim, but inside in his heart he is not a Muslim. He got beliefs, other beliefs, and for any ulterior motive, he shows himself to be a Muslim. This was very common in the time of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and in Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam's time also. To gain dunya's benefits, they showed themselves to be Muslims. But in actual fact, the heart was not to Muslim. They did not have. And this also, we also have to check ourselves all the time. Where the more important thing is that in our hearts we must be totally devoted to Allah Ta'ala. The Quran Sharif explains the hypocrites will dwell in the lowest level of hell, fire. In the munafiqeena fi darkil asfali min al-nar. The munafiqeen will be in the very lowest parts of the fire of Jahannam. And this is a thing which the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala also feared very much. In Bukhari Sharif it comes that Ibn Mulayka reports that he says, I met 30 Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and each one of them feared that I am a munafiq, I am a hypocrite. That is, a person who is a genuine Muslim will always fear that I am a hypocrite. In the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, one Sahabi, Hanzala radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he met Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he said, Nafaqa Hanzala. Hanzala has become a munafiq. So he said, Subhanallah, where can Hanzala? He is a perfect, true, genuine Muslim. So he explained that when we are in the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our condition is completely different. We are very, very much in deen, the thought of Allah, akhirah, and the love of deen. But when we are with our families, we are in our business, then our attitude is different. So we have got the true standard which people call today, that the person has got double standards. There we are somebody else, here we are somebody else. So Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, that is my condition also. Let us go to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and explain to him. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to them, a person cannot be in the same condition all the time. According to the environment, that does have an effect on a person. But basically, when a person feels guilty, the same it is like with our namazes. When we made our namaz, if we feel guilty that I did not make my namaz properly, there is great hope of that namaz being accepted. But when we are careless and we take it for granted that I am alright, and we find faults in other people, that those people are not right, then that is a dangerous situation. As long as a person has got fear whether my namaz is accepted, etc., then there is great hope of it being accepted by Allah Ta'ala, and Allah loves that condition. But when a person feels confident upon himself that I am alright and I don't have to fear anything, that is very dangerous. Further, we will read inshallah with regard to the hadith itself that if a person does speak a lie, etc., it doesn't mean he becomes a munafiq. The explanation of that, inshallah, we will read in front. May Allah give us tawfiq of the correct understanding of our deen and sincerity, and that we prepare for the akhirah, for that is the main place, and have concern and worry what will, how our mort is going to come and what is going to happen to us in the qabr. May Allah give us tawfiq.